Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Again, I'm Jason Reyes with the Texas Department of Public Safety. Last name Reyes, R-E-Y-E-S. This morning, as we reported to you folks yesterday, emergency personnel were still in those search and rescue efforts. These efforts continued overnight, and I think it's only appropriate that we recognize these individuals for their professionalism and their heroism as they try to bring closure to all of these families that are affected by this tragic situation. It is with a heavy heart that I can confirm 12 individuals have been recovered from the fertilizer plant explosion. The deceased have been taken to the Dallas Forensics Lab for proper identification. To date, there have been approximately 200 reported injuries. 150 buildings have been cleared, 50 homes have been destroyed, and 25 homes still yet to be cleared. As a result of this explosion, 3 rescue fire trucks and 1 EMS were destroyed. Our plans for the day: we continue with the recovery efforts, and for the safety of all those, we are still not allowing any media into these affected areas. On a side note, at the community center, they have requested, out of respect for those families that are going to the community center, that if you conduct your interviews, that you conduct those interviews outside of the community center, please. I would also like to inform you that as of about 12 noon today, Senators John Cornyn and Ted Cruz will be in attendance and will be hosting a press conference here at 12 noon to date. I will take a couple of questions.
How many people do you think are still unaccounted for?
Again, we are still in that recovery stage.
Is this still a crime scene, or are you calling it an accident?
We are still treating this as a crime scene. We will go in there, and we're going to make sure that we do conduct a thorough investigation.
Is there last night due to work?
We are still in search and rescue.
Can I get those numbers again, real quick, on the numbers again on the...
We can confirm. To date, we have cleared 150 buildings. We have 50 homes that have been destroyed, and yet we still have to go through 25 more.
Are you expecting the death count will go up?
How many of those bodies were first responders?
I don't know, and I cannot confirm how many of those were first responders.
You said last night it was search and rescue. Yet today you're seeing recovery.
We are actually going in, and it is still a search and recovery rescue effort.
The bodies from the plant, from the explosion site?
We know that these bodies were in the area of the plant explosion.
When's the last time you found someone alive?
Again, I can confirm that we have 12 fatalities.
Jeremy, can you talk about the process of confirming these deaths? I mean, how did that...
How many people are unaccounted for?
Again, we are still in that search and recovery process.
So, Reyes, why did the mayor say that there are 35 deaths? Do you guys not coordinate what you guys are saying? And I'm not trying to cast any blame. I'm just trying to reconcile what's coming out.
So once again, I can confirm we have recovered 12 bodies. I cannot speak on behalf of the mayor.
Are you guys in contact with the mayor?
We are in contact with the mayor. I have not talked to him to date, though. We've left some messages for him, and we hadn't been able to communicate. At this point, I do not know.
One more question. We gather there, your numbers are the official numbers.
The official numbers, I can confirm that 12 have been recovered.
Can you say how many were inside the plant and how many were not?
I do not have that information. Guys, at 12 o'clock, Senator John Cornyn and Ted Cruz will be here. Thank you very much.